it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Back from us here in Fort Worth, Texas at the Global Cannabis March. We are at the Fort Worth Civic Plaza, and I'm making my way over to something that is very almost Portlandy, and that is we have a pack of Elvi, that is a group of Elvises. I don't know what the common demonym is for a pack of Elvises, but they're all on these little tiny mini bikes. Elvises!
How y'all doing, Elvises? So, is there an official name for a group of Elvises? Is it a pack?
Elvi.
A murder of Elvi?
Gaggle.
A gaggle of Elvi? What's this all about? You just here for the march?
It's Saturday.
Oh, it's Saturday. It's Special Elvis Saturday. Right on.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
So, these guys are all on these little mini bikes. What size bikes are these?
Z50.
Okay. Little tiny bikes. Oh, this is wonderful. I got to get a picture here with the Elvi. They take me. I particularly like Mohawk Elvis. I think there's something special about Mohawk Elvis here. That special punk cut flavor. The brownies are later. 420, man. 420. We're a rather predictable group. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I completely agree. I'm sending it to my dad. He's a huge Elvis fan.
Yeah.
So many friends that I get to meet here in Texas that every time I come back, the Afro Redneck is here.
Yes, this is the Afro Redneck. We're trying to say agriculture can save the South. It does disappoint me that Arkansas is about to be the first progressive, self-proclaimed southern state to have a intelligent marijuana policy. But the 13 southern states, Afro-rednecks carrying a cross. I look like Jesus Christ walking around a marijuana event. God, he gave me the plant.
Right on.
But yo, my atheist friend.
God loves atheists too, I understand.
Stay black.
That's right, man.
That's all I'm asking.
I'll do what
That's all I'm asking, man. Come on, man. Colored folk, you know, you don't need an excuse to listen to jazz or mess with the brothers and the sisters. But America, we're very good mixing. But we're very happy Ted Cruz is out of it.
Yeah.
If you want to see the Republican Party be a reality TV show, and Bernie is not out of it yet, but Russ, I love you. You're my mentor.
Thank you, man.
Stay black.
I'll do my best. Thank you, brother. All right, let's see who else we can talk to here. Oh, this is a man dear to my heart. We got Thomas Barrington from Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo setting up. You got everything here.
Man, if they don't make it, I'll make it. And if they don't sell it, then I'll make it again. I got local glass blowers that glow for us, Jeff Zorn. We got all kinds of suppliers here for this event. And we're gonna eliminate Prohibition eventually. They're just going to have to give in to us.
Well, it's amazing it's happening here on the Fort Worth Plaza. And my favorite thing that he's got sitting here is the Death Star grinders. They look, little carved Death Stars, man. They're the bomb.
So sick.
Little Death Star grinders. Bunch of great glass. So Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, more than just a tattoo now, giving all of your glass and accessories needs.
Smoking and tattoo needs.
Smoking and tattooing. And believe me, folks, they go well together. I'll tell you, there's something, you know, that little THC CBD, that helps a lot when the needle's hitting the skin, let me tell you.
Sure does, huh? Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It feels awesome.
All right, let's walk around here, see who else we can talk to. You guys from Texas Wellness Center are here. What's up, Texas Wellness Center? How you doing,
man? Good, how you doing?
Good, good. Tell folks your name and what this is all about.
So my name is Carlos Frias, and I'm the CEO of Texas Wellness, and we are a company that provides hemp CBD-rich products. So we, you know, provide CBD oil, CBD tinctures, CBD vape juices. And CBD is the compound naturally occurring in the cannabis plant that has most of the medical benefits, that's mostly recognized as having benefits. So we provide that in a safe legal alternative that's derived from hemp, because Texas doesn't have access to legal cannabis at this time.
Yeah,
even Texas, though we have legalized, Senate Bill 339 did pass last year, but the DPS is still figuring out, you know, how to issue licenses, and they're going through the they're selecting the vendor to create the platform for licensing and applications processing and whatnot. So, and we're also one of the companies that's applying for a cultivation license under Senate Bill 339. Our background is we were cultivators in California for over 10 years. So originally from Texas boys, and now we move back to kind of, you know, be in the ground level of the scene. So
yeah, bring that wave from west to east.
Exactly, man. And it's in the East Coast too now. So, you know, New York has medical cannabis, Maryland has medical cannabis, Pennsylvania has medical cannabis, so we're behind, man.
Yeah. So this is what you've got right now is legal regardless of what the Texas law was.
Yeah.
And then when the Texas law changes, will that change your formulating?
So our business model is, at that point, we'll provide cannabis oil, CBD cannabis oil, for patients that are approved under the state program, and continue to provide hemp CBD products for people for general wellness reasons. So if you have chronic pain, you're not going to get approved under the state program. You can still buy our hemp version of our products, you know. And the ridiculous thing is that when we open our facility, we'll be cultivating these same plants that are considered to be hemp in the state of Colorado, will be grown in Texas as cannabis.
That's excellent news. All right, so people listening on the show, they're going to want to know how to get in touch with you guys or learn more. You got some websites or contact info?
Yeah, you guys can go to our website, www.txwellnesscenter.org. Visit our website. Our contact info is on there. And check out our products and give us a shout.
All right. Check it out here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Texas Wellness Center. I'm Radical Russ. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
You can find Radical Russ online everywhere. Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, SoundCloud, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Boise State University's 2400 baud modem bulletin board system from 1985.
Dr. Dabber, hurry! Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up.
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct! Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat, more flavor.
With over 6 years of experience in the industry, New Era CPAs is one of the nation's leading cannabis accounting firms, helping hundreds of growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies with their tax, legal, and business strategies. New Era CPAs offices cover the West Coast from Seattle to San Diego, and their skilled team is always available to help you take your business to the next level. Visit NewEraCPAs.com for more info and set up a consultation. Welcome to the New Era.
Pod 2.0. It's not your father's Woodstock weed. This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
I need y'all to move closer! Everybody in the back, get up here, we're gonna make some noise! Okay, y'all know about my grant. We teach about the benefits, of cannabis and hemp, and we also do the Texas legislative process. But today, well, back in 2014, I started a social media campaign called Action for Alex. One of our actions has been taking jury nullification education to the streets and communities across Texas. Woo! Sadly, I have to tell you the story about my son. Let me take a breath. It is tragic. My son Alex gone off to become a Marine, just like his older brother Charles. I'm so proud. He earned his title as a Marine, was only home a couple of weeks, asked a friend for a ride, and within a few short moments, they were pulled over on traffic violations. They were searched. My son was charged with his friend in first-degree felony cannabis possession and distribution. And it did not matter that my son was not aware of what was in that car. And it did not matter that my son had no prior arrest and was a Marine in the United States Army.
Hello.
They were both arrested and charged equally. You know, if you're chosen to be on a jury, that judge is going to ask you to vote according to the law. But y'all are here today, you know marijuana laws are unjust, right? You could nullify unjust marijuana laws if you're on that jury, if you think they're unfair or they shouldn't even be applied. What would I ask you today? If someone like my son is that defendant on trial for an unjust marijuana law and you're the jury, what could you do to make a difference in your community? Vote not guilty! What will you do in your community? No one belongs to jail for a plant. You know, let me tell you my story, okay? I've been a cannabis consumer for 41 years. Woo! I am alive today, thank the Lord for the plant. I have survived breaking my back not once, twice. I lived through all the illnesses, the misdiagnoses, the complications that pharmaceuticals did in my body for 20 plus years. Thank you for saying that. And today I am proud to say I'm a three-time heart attack survivor. And I do not want to be a statistic. And I was diagnosed with coronary artery disease 25 years ago. How do you think I made it? Cannabis. I'm a cannabis consumer, that's why. Unfortunately, most people do not know heart disease is the number one hidden killer of women in the United States. This is unacceptable. I don't want to be a statistic. What will happen to me if I'm arrested? What will happen to me if my house is raided? I may have a medical defense, but that's not even going to matter. I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be charged. If you're chosen to be on that jury, and you run to those jury summons, please. I'm going to ask you today, and I'm a defender, someone like me, what can you do to make a difference in your community? What will you do to make a difference in your community? No one belongs in jail for a plant. You know, it's been 2.5 years since my son's case started. He is no longer a Marine. His older brother dead. 6 years. Marine reservist. Thank you, Charles. unfortunately, Alex's case is just now coming to a conclusion. With persistence and determination by the lawyer, Alex's charges were reduced to a Class B misdemeanor. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time, but he will pay a $900 fine, 2 years deferred probation, computing needs service. I started Action for Alex to bring awareness to my son's case. I quickly and sadly learned my son Alex is only one face in over 72,000 other Texans arrested every year. That's one arrest approximately every 8 to 10 minutes in the state of Texas. Who's going to stand for that anymore? Yeah. One last time, if you're challenging me on a jury of a cannabis-related case or any unjust law cases, what can you do in your community to make a difference? What will you do to make a difference? No one belongs to jail for a plant. Thank you. God bless y'all. Have fun.
Thank you for coming. My name is Barbara Humphreys. I'm 32 years old, and I am a survivor of stage 3. I am a survivor of stage 3 invasive breast cancer. I developed it in my 20s, which is very, very young. But I've come to know a lot of people in their 20s who are suffering from the same thing, and it's unbelievable. During my treatments, I went through 1 year of chemotherapy, 33 rounds of radiation, and I had both of my breasts removed. I used cannabis oil during my entire treatment, and it helped me eat, it helped with my mood. You couldn't imagine how depressing it is when someone says you have cancer when you have a 2-year-old at home and a 4-year-old. A 2-year-old and a 4-year-old at home.
Let's give her some courage.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me? During my chemotherapy treatments, I started going to the Capitol in Austin, where I learned how to lobby for marijuana reform. And I testified in multiple hearings on the bills that were introduced last year. And I've been on TV many times. I'm very outspoken about my use of cannabis because it helped me so much. I feel like without it, I don't know if I would be alive right now. On my very first trip to the Capitol, I met a gentleman named Vincent Lopez. He was a very, very brave Texas advocate. He was in a wheelchair. He could barely move. His muscles had atrophied on him. It was just a sad, terrible thing to see. But he would show up at the Capitol every single time we had a lobby day or a meeting, and he was there. And unfortunately, Vincent passed away a few months ago. And so I wanted to talk about him and what an impact he made on my life. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today talking to all of you. I also serve as the patient outreach coordinator for DFW Normal. And here pretty soon, I'm going to be putting together a patient outreach event. And I would like to get a lot of DFW patients involved to come and learn about being more active. I'd like to teach you different lobby techniques and just get you involved in what we're doing here. So if you see me and you want to be more involved, hail me down. I have my information. I'll give you a way to contact me. You can also find me on the DFW Normal Facebook page and keep an eye on that page for the event announcement. Thank you for coming.
Is it getting chilly in here, or are you wearing an anatomically correct bra?
Want
When you are starting up a medical cannabis business, you want a fired-up lawyer who understands the needs of cannabis consumers. The Law Office of Lauren Vasquez is your fired-up lawyer for the cannabis industry. Visit her website, fireduplawyer.com, or call 1-855-MMJ-LAWS for more information. That's 855-665-5297 for Lauren Vasquez, your fired-up lawyer, or email fireduplawyer@gmail.com.
This is Cannabis Facts from Robert Platshorn's thesilvertour.org. Supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com. In 1937, the second most prescribed medicine, marijuana, was banned. It wasn't about marijuana. The paper, oil, and chemical industries lobbied to end hemp farming. No longer labor-intensive, an acre of hemp produced more quality paper than 4 acres of trees. Plastics and fibers could be produced from a plant. Hemp can even produce 10 times the energy of today's ethanol. As marijuana prohibition ends, many states now allow farmers to again grow hemp. This was Cannabis Facts from thesilvertour.org, an educational nonprofit supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to process America's hemp crop at hempinc.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, cannabisradio.com.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's Good News with cannabis nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, cannabis nurse Heather.
Gondrepreneur.com, your guide to the cannabis business world. Gondrepreneur.com is a comprehensive resource for cannabis professionals and entrepreneurs. Download the Gondrepreneur app on your smartphone or tablet to catch up on cannabis industry news, scroll through our daily job listings, and learn about successful cannabis companies, executives, and investors. Gondrepreneur.com, helping gondrepreneurs grow.
I have a package here for Radical Rick. Is there a Radical Rick here? How about a Rick Russ? Any Rick Russ? Somebody named Freddie Farrakh has sent him a package. Anybody? What is that? Sounds like a skunk. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation, only on CannabisRadio.com.
I've been a marijuana activist, you can call it that, since 2011 when I attended my first DFW Normal meeting at Veterans Park. Has anybody been to Veterans Park in Arlington? Yeah. Less than 50 people were there. It was a cookout. And I went with my girlfriend and my best friends and my brother. Hey. And from that moment when I felt like it was okay to not be ashamed to be about marijuana law reform. And I realized that I was forever changed after meeting some of these people. And from that moment, I've really felt like I wanted to do my best for Texas, because we need a loud voice in this argument, do we not? Yeah. But it can't just be from people like me or the people that you're used to seeing at events like this. It's got to be people like you who are afraid to do something like this. Because I'm afraid. Is it stopping me? No! Should never stop you. It should never hold you back from doing what you believe in. And my best friend has been involved with DFW Normal with me since day one. And I've begged him and pleaded with him anything that I could do to get him to be more than a DFW Normal member. To get him to be more than just somebody who always showed up and always had something positive to say. But to be a damned activist for marijuana. And my friends, it's finally happened. And so I would like to introduce to you my best friend, a man who suffers from cerebral palsy, who is here in a wheelchair today and yet standing on these steps right with me. Who will and shall become one of the faces for medical marijuana in the state of Texas. Please give it up for my friend, Eric Espinoza.
Into the mic as loud as you can.
All right, how's everybody doing today? Can I get a legalize? Thank you for coming to the 2016 Global Marijuana March. My name is Eric Espinoza. I've been a DFW member since 2011. I'm also, thank you, you should sign up today. I'm also a executive member of the Libertarian Party of Texas. So it's your right to do what you want to do with your body. That's how I feel about that. At the age of 4, I was diagnosed with spastic cerebral palsy. There is no specific medication for this. There is no pill that I can take that'll make the spasm better or make my quality of life better. I've been on opioid therapy, various other medications through pain management clinics. It doesn't work. Does it work for anybody else?
No!
I didn't think so. Today, we are taking part in changing cannabis and history in Texas. Yeah. Peacefully assembling here, showing our strength. From lobbying our capital, the educational meetings and various gatherings that we've had, I've seen our community of activists grow exponentially. Do you feel free? I want to live in a Texas where I am free to choose between pharmaceutical and natural means to treat my mind and body. To see science be free, to study this plant and gain way more than we ever thought possible. And more than anything, I want to welcome the medical refugees back to their home. Today may be your first step into activism. There was probably about 15 that I got to get up here. Or today might be the next step in your already growing activism. Regardless of what your level of activism is, I hope that the next time we have a march here, that it's you up here. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're a patient. It doesn't matter if you're a professional, health professional, lawmaker, lawyer. Cannabis will help everyone. So thank you very much for coming out here today. And let's bring cannabis to Texas and get it deep, deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah! It's so great to see everybody out here today. I'm kind of disappointed a little bit because our crowd's about half the size it was last year. And I think what I want to do is point out something. You guys, if the mic will cooperate, I'll point out something. You guys are the ones loyal to the cause here. Last year in the Texas legislature, yeah, they gave some CBD bill to the pharmaceutical industry that... sort of. And those that are optimistic about this fight we have are certainly looking at that as a positive or a step in the right direction, and it is. It is. But we kind of got a smackdown in the Texas legislature last year. We had three very good bills before them. A decrim bill, which would reduce the penalties to a fine. We had a full legalization bill, which was our pipe dream bill, of course. But we also had a medical bill, a good medical bill, where people, it was whole plan or no plan. There's a lot of people out there that medicate themselves that don't need a doctor or a pharmacist or a pharmaceutical industry. Yes, I'm in favor of the people that are epileptic and have really serious medical disorders and need cannabis to get it in their hands first. But you know what? It's a holistic medicine too. It's none of my business why you want to use marijuana. And I'm a voter and I'm a taxpayer. And it shouldn't be anybody else's. So I'm here to tell you, I may be the only one standing out here some year, but I'm not going home until each and every one of you can lawfully possess and use cannabis as an adult at your own discretion. People talk to me, they're like, lawyers especially, they pull me aside on the elevator and they're like, dude, you're killing my business, especially when they thought those bills were going to pass. You're going to cost me $15,000, $20,000 a year. My answer to them is, if you care about justice, you'll do what I plan to do, and that's move. Let's go to the next state to see that this needs it. And I mean that. When Texas is legalized, I'm gone. Because somewhere else, somebody needs this. Look. I'm so grateful for you guys to be in here today. Next year, bring two people and get the two people you bring to two people. Because here's the deal. You have proved to our Texas legislature that we're not going to just get smacked away. You're back. We're not going anywhere. And we need to let them know that. You think the elected judges in this county haven't seen pictures of me talking to a crowd this size? They're a lot nicer to me. Well, learn from that. It takes numbers. It takes people. I don't care what color you are. I don't care your aura. I don't care. Come on out here. When I see people out here in wheelchairs, the rest of us have no excuse. Thank you for coming out here. God bless you. And let's keep up the fight.
Do we have any military veterans or active duty right now? Make some noise. Yeah! First off, thank you for serving your country. Secondly, I'm going to ask you to continue to serve your country in a capacity as a marijuana activist from this day forward. And one man who is doing this in spades is my friend here, Jeremiah Looney. Jeremiah Looney both served his country, became a marijuana activist, and then decided he was going to run for mayor of his city. And it's looking like he might just win. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for my friend, Jeremiah Looney.
Woo! That's a lot of people.
Woo. Hi, my name's Jeremiah. I'm medically separated. Hello?
Hello?
Right. I'm medically separated from the United States Army for PTSD and degeneration of the spine. When I got out of the military, I was in the VA's care, taking upwards of 30 pills a day from methadone to Seroquel. And those pills, they were terrible. I was every hour taking something else that kept me on the couch. And one day I decided that I wanted to kill myself. And I turned to cannabis then. And And within 6 months of smoking it, I realized that it wasn't that bad. You know, I could talk about what I'd been through, and it saved my life and changed it immensely. And now I want to help bring this medicine to everyone. And to do that, we all have to stand up and speak out. We all have to tell our stories. Like Sean said, currently in White Right, Texas, it's 80 miles north of here, about 1,700 people. I'm running for mayor, and the last day of the election's today. We'll find out about 9 o'clock tonight if I win. And we need to make sure, that we're running for office. We're the only ones that can change it. Run for city council. If you can, run for mayor. Find a precinct. Some seats are vacant. You know, find where you can get your foot in the door. Start going to your council meetings and drive your towns in the right direction. We have to change people's perception of us, and that's tough. We're going to have to step up and really put ourselves out there. Tell them respectively that we use, and it's none of their business. So make sure this next legislative session to vote, to look into the bills that are being drawn and being passed, and meet with your reps. Write them letters, call them, try to get in their office, and be respectable to even the ones you don't want to vote for. Be respectable to all of them. The unexamined life is not worth living. You got to get out and tell everybody what you're doing. Don't stay in the house and just pray for it to be legal. Spread the message. And to all the veterans out there, a J a day keeps the VA away.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolut, Carlsberg, and Nestea trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
I'm Radical Russ from the Russ Belville Show. The story of Alexis, Team Alexis. She's the little 9-year-old girl who is using medical marijuana. It's the Russ Belville Show, the NPR of POT, weekdays live at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, exclusively on CannabisRadio.com.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Pod 2.0.
It's not your father's Woodstock weed.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
At the end of this, we're going to march back to Hyde Park peacefully. I would encourage you to smoke them if you got them. And in fact, go ahead and smoke them if you got them right now. Because before we leave these steps, I have one final thing I would like to say. Does anybody here live in Arlington? Make some noise. Does anybody here know if your representative is Tony Tenderholt?
Yeah, back
there. One of you. All right, very good. Hey, me too. Tony Tenderholt is a Republican who is my representative. I've lived in Arlington for 31 years. Tony Tenderholt is a veteran who is sympathetic to the plight of medical marijuana patients in Texas. Give him a hand. However, he has not seen fit to be courageous on behalf of medical patients in Texas. Boo! I find it unacceptable that a man who has served this country and knows his brothers and sisters in arms could be benefiting right now from medical marijuana will not fight for it right now. I am sickened by the amount of times that I have gone to see this man in the Capitol, sat down with my own brother who is suffering from stage 4 mantle cell lymphoma, and getting sympathetic eyes, a handshake, a hug, and that being the end of it. I'm sick of it. And if Tony Tenderholt wants to hold on to his seat in Arlington, he better pay attention. Because there are people right now in his district who are medicating with medical marijuana, whether he likes it or not. And he represents these people. I'm one of them. It is not enough to be sympathetic to medical marijuana anymore. Texas lawmakers, are you listening to me?
Yeah!
We now have a limited medical marijuana program in the state of Texas. It is time for these Republicans, these Democrats, these independents, these libertarians to start championing marijuana in this state. Do you agree?
Yeah!
Then do me a favor. Sometime this weekend, I want you to go and Google Tony Tenderholt and go to his campaign website and get his phone number. And on Monday, I want you to call and leave a message with one of his many very nice staffers. And don't get me wrong, I really like Tony Tenderholt. That's why I'm calling him out on this, because he needs to get with the program. I would like him to be my lawmaker still, but if he's not going to get with the program, then we got a problem. And so I want every one of you, even if he's not your lawmaker, Tony Tenderholt, I want you to go and I want you to, don't email him, call him and take 60 seconds and leave a message with one of his aides and say, you know what? I'm not a constituent, or maybe I am if you are, but I represent constituents who are currently dying in your district, sir, who need medical marijuana right now, sir. Not when it's politically convenient. Not when you have been a lawmaker long enough that you feel comfortable championing something controversial. Not then. Now. Right now. And if Tony Tenderholt and the rest of our Texas governing body don't get with the program, we're going to vote their asses out. Because like it or not, we're a medical marijuana state now. So your personal opinion on the matter is irrelevant. The law is the law. And I would like to see our laws get smarter to help patients better. How about you? In fact, I would like to see us have a medical marijuana program that is not limited to a list of qualifying conditions.
Amen.
Because I think a list of qualifying conditions is absurd. What do lawmakers in Austin know about your health?
Nothing.
Jack shit. Your doctor knows more about it, and you, as a citizen, need to be able to have a safe conversation with your doctor. Whether you're suffering from a stumped toe and an ingrown toenail, or PTSD, or fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease, cancer, I could go on and on and on and on. So the list of qualifying conditions is bogus. I want you all to understand that the only way that Texans are going to get the medicine that they need is if we legalize whole plant medical marijuana. Period. It doesn't need to come from a little pharmacist. It doesn't need to have a barcode on it that says it's from GW Pharmaceuticals. It doesn't need to be any of these things. You, responsible adults, need to be able to choose what you are going to medicate yourself with. And to be fair, you're already doing it. I can see you doing it. You and me, I need a light, I went out. Monologuing, I get to monologuing. But my point is this, my friends. If this is the only marijuana activism you do in the year, then you are letting your state and me and everyone here down. You all have a unique opportunity to be part of changing the state of Texas forever by making us a smart marijuana state. By deciding that we're no longer going to put people in cages for possessing this plant like we're not doing today. I guess we got a freebie or something. I don't know how to get it. But if I did this on Monday, they would lock me in a cage.
We're scared of numbers. Freedom!
And so, the lawmakers, they got to know how you feel. They got to know where you stand. If you don't have a relationship with them, you're not doing everything that you can. And it's so easy. It's so easy. How many people, the thought of sitting down with your lawmaker kind of terrifies you? It's okay. Raise your hand. How about this? No, you won't. No, you won't. If they're locking up people who talk to their representatives about marijuana, guess who they come after first? They know where I live. I live down the street from the police station. They could come and find me at any time. And find what? A misdemeanor amount of marijuana. They better have a damn good reason for kicking my door in. But the lawmakers need to know about it. They need to know you care. They need to know that it's not what they think. And you need to be the person that tells them to that. Are you with me? Number two, I want you, the next time you see a Fort Worth Police Department officer today, I want you to thank them for what they're doing for us today. Because if it wasn't for Sergeant Tracy of the Fort Worth Police Department, we would not be able to do this event the way we do it every year, safely, without arrest, exercising our First Amendment. So please make sure you thank these Fort Worth Police Department officers. Third, I want us to all stay together. Our crowd is obviously slightly smaller than when we arrived. And as we know, some law enforcement are visual predators. So let's keep the herd together. Right? Do I need to explain it further than that? Okay. Then finally, we are going to stay at Hyde Park until 5:00. That is the official close of the event. I would like to make sure every one of you stops at every one of those vendors and thanks them for supporting your rights as marijuana consumers and advocates in Texas. Even if you don't care what they're selling, even if you have zero interest in 100% legal CBD oil, even if you have zero interest in the finest locally blown glass in the state, even if you have zero interest in voting to change the laws here in Texas, stop by these sponsors and thank them for supporting the cause. Because this event, it was free for all of you. It cost DFW Normal around $7,000 to produce this event. And we would not have been able to do it if it weren't for every one of those vendors out there at Hyde Park waiting on you to return. So I want you to thank them if you can. Maybe a little patronage, do a little business with them. If not, just thank them and like them on Facebook, guys. Encourage these businesses to continue to support our rights, and together we will end cannabis prohibition in the state of Texas very, very soon. Look forward.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
This is the Russ Belville Show, annoying Kevin Sabet since 2012.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Don't want to spend money on a night out, but don't know what to do other than watching TV or playing video games? Consider playing guitar, bass, banjo, or mandolin. The instrument will give you hours of entertainment with friends with minimal expense. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today, or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
Most of us pirates, we go on vacation to North Dakota, you know, because they've got a town called Argusville. What are you smoking there, boy?
This is Dan Michaels from danmichaelsaudio.com, and you're listening to Radical Russ on CannabisRadio.com.
Well, we got another great speaker here for you. We've got Nicolette joining us here. She's with DFW Normal. And Nicolette, tell us why you're here.
All right, so the reason I am here representing DFW Normal is because I'm about to be starting an internship with them. And just a little bit of background about how I came about being able to organize this internship. In 2014, I graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, Psychology, and Anthropology. But in 2015, I started a master's in public administration, which is for anyone who wants a career working in government jobs or nonprofit places like DFW Normal. But when I realized I was going to be speaking up here today, I had to stop and ask myself a question. And if you haven't asked yourself this question yet, I really, really, truly encourage you to do so. And I asked myself, why am I passionate about this cause? And I would like to share with you some of the reasons I came up with. The first reason is my grandfather. Growing up, he was one of the closest people in my family. I spent time talking with him, listening to his favorite music, and of course, watching his favorite movie, Up in Smoke. Now, my grandfather smoked marijuana recreationally for 40 years. He also smoked Lucky Strikes for 40 years, and in 1996, he was diagnosed with throat cancer. Surgery left him missing part of his tongue, throat, and jaw. He was fed through a tube in his stomach. He went from 215 pounds to 150. He was in pain constantly. Marijuana was the only thing that helped him. Marijuana was the only thing that made him feel comfortable. It was the only thing that gave him an appetite. And it was actually while under the influence of marijuana that he managed to eat solid food again for the first time in years. In time, though, my grandfather lost access to marijuana. He no longer knew where to find any. He started smoking cigarettes again, his health began to fail, and he died from a heart attack in 2006. I got 10 years with my grandfather after his diagnosis, but I strongly believe that if he had had access to marijuana, I would have gotten more. I am passionate about this cause because it pains me to think that his years of suffering could have been alleviated by something as simple as a plant. And it pains me to know that there are countless others who have or are experiencing what I have experienced, all because marijuana has been criminalized. The second reason I am passionate about this cause is because of my sister. She has dedicated years of her life to military service. In fact, 2 weeks ago, she was just pinned as a captain, so I'm proud of her for that.
Yes.
But during her service, she has sustained injuries that cause her pain daily. There is a very real possibility that she is going to be medically boarded due to these injuries. Although my sister does not use cannabis, I believe that it is wrong that my sister has risked her life for our country, for our liberties not to be infringed, only to come home and face a potential medical discharge, and on top of that, be stripped of her liberty to choose a safer alternative. A safer alternative to the medications they would prescribe for her pain, which increase her likelihood of addiction and decrease her life expectancy with prolonged use. And the last reason that I am truly passionate about this cause is because of my fiancé. Without his support, I would not be up here today. My fiancé has been a daily cannabis user for longer than I have known him. It makes him a well-functioning, productive member of society. When he's not using cannabis, he grinds his teeth, he pays his paths into our floorboards, his stress and anxiety are crippling. With cannabis, I get to see him smile and laugh and enjoy going to work. According to stereotypes and stigma, however, I am supposed to believe that his cannabis use is bad. I am supposed to believe that he is just another lazy stoner. And I am supposed to believe that he belongs in a cage. I am supposed to believe that he shouldn't even be able to interact with society. I don't believe these things, but not so long ago, I did fear these stereotypes and stigma. I was scared to express my true opinion on cannabis legalization. I worried about what my family, friends, and coworkers would say. If you were anything like I was, or if you know people who still have these same fears, and I'm sure that you do, I want to encourage everyone to be afraid no more. Do not be afraid to start the conversation. It was not until I told my family that I was going to intern for DFW Normal that I ever spoke openly about cannabis with them. I was nervous about how they would react. When I came home at 18 with my knuckles tattooed, I got a long lecture from my mom, okay? I expected a lecture when I told them I was going to be doing this internship. But to my surprise, I was not lectured or ridiculed. To my surprise, I found out that my grandmother has been against prohibition for decades. To my surprise, I was now being asked my opinion on medical cannabis use for another member of our family. So if I can leave you with anything today, I'd like to leave you with this. Ask yourself why you are passionate about this cause, and after that, start the conversation with your families, friends, acquaintances, whoever, everyone. You may be surprised also. Help someone find their voice, as I was able to find my voice at the end of the day. Thank you.
Give it up. I'm so excited for you, because I had an intern. I used to work for Normal, a national one, and this young man named Nico Testa came to be my intern. And he was just shocked that you could get college credits sitting around listening to me talk about weed. He was like, wow, I get rid of it. He is now working with Cannabis Radio. He's been involved in the legal cannabis industry now. He opened up a dispensary at one point. He's been involved in the industry now for 4 or 5 years. So kudos to you for getting involved with DFPB Normal. If you know other college students, they may not know this is possible. It's not like their advisors say, well, you know, you can get credit working at Normal. Right? So bring it up to your colleges.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.